This weekend, officials in Houston consolidated the remaining 1,400 evacuees at the Astrodome into just one shelter, the Reliant Stadium. More than 20,000 hurricane survivors have already moved out, many finding temporary housing in the city. Countless survivors have been helped by Houston area churches. NPR's Carrie Kahn has the story of one small congregation.
Pastor Ronald Smith is constantly on the move and on the phone, furiously delegating tasks.
There's a lady at the dome that needs to get in touch with this bus.
Smith, a stout man, always immaculately dressed, is the senior pastor at Mount Calvary Missionary Baptist Church. It's located in one of South Houston's poorest neighborhoods. Willamae Taylor says her pastor keeps driving the church van to the Astrodome, filling it up with survivors and bringing them back.
How that energizes that rabbit with that commercial, keep going and going and going. That's how Pastor Smith feels, going and going and going.
Taylor says everyone's been chipping in, serving up three meals a day, getting clothes, and finding apartments for survivors like Dorothy Harris. The 75-year-old stroke victim, who the pastor brought over last week, says she was just lying on a cot in the Astrodome when she heard a man ask who wanted to go to church.
And when that man said church, I said, somebody come help me. I won't get up. I won't go to church. And when I got to church, baby, I really some wonderful people.
It reaches to the highest mountain.
From the pulpit, Pastor Smith sings Sunday's hymns as the church's newest guests rock back and forth in the pews. Warm embraces and greetings are exchanged as the crowd slowly spills out the church's door and into the hot, humid sun. Smith stops to update Dion Coleman about the latest on his search for her 14-year-old son, Carl. Coleman says she hasn't seen him since they were separated during the mad rush to get on buses out of the New Orleans Superdome.
You know, people falling down, old ladies falling down, children crying, you know, it's a lot of, that's why I say, that's why a lot of children are missing now, because there was so much stuff going on at the dome. It was too much chaos.
For many, being at the church is the first time they've been able to talk about their experiences. Thomas Mack, a 68-year-old retiree from New Orleans, unloads in the pastor's office. For nearly an hour, he tells Smith of harrowing days of plucking people off rooftops and shuttling them to drier homes in his boat. He chokes up thinking of the tiny house he struggled to buy just 4 years ago.
You know, whether I could live to pay for it or not, it didn't matter. I was there and I was enjoying myself. You know, I was very happy. Yeah, cutting my grass, well, I'd be cutting up. I'd have me some fun. Now the grass is going to be looking for me, I guess. Where is he? Yeah, we lost everything now.
Outside the church, catching a warm early morning breeze, Pastor Smith says he's frustrated by FEMA and the Red Cross's stifling bureaucracy. He says most troubling are the roadblocks he's encountered while trying to find Dion Coleman's 14-year-old son.
We need to know. This mother's worried tremendously about the son. I've seen the agony that she's gone through.
But later that morning, one of the pastor's many contacts tells him the boy has registered at a local high school. He and Dion rush out.
Who's the student? Carl Coleman. C-A-R-L Coleman.
I don't have a Carl Coleman.
No Carl Coleman?
No, ma'am.
Not missing a beat, Smith's back on the phone, and the two head across town to another school. Smith says Carl is at that school, and he's waiting for his mom in the main office.
That's my boy right there. Boy, we've been looking for you, boy. 2 weeks.
Carl's been staying with an aunt and her three kids at a downtown hotel. He says they're on the last days of their FEMA-paid stay. With that, Dion shoots a quick glance at Pastor Smith. The two lock eyes and laugh. Of course, Smith says, we'll pick them up and bring them all down to the church.
You're going to meet our new family, boy. We got a new family. Yes. We got a new family, boy.
Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Houston.
We are not finished yet.